Welcome to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness, produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. More and more of us are adding protein to our diet and cutting back on carbs. At mealtime, chicken breasts or fish fillets are good choices. But if you need to take food with you, it's easy to grab a bag of pretzels or chips for the car, harder to take along a drumstick or a slice of ham.
What are the best sources for portable protein for lunchtime or snacking on the go? Here with recommendations for protein on the go is registered dietitian Joan Rogas. Joan has been a member of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics for over 25 years and maintains a private practice in Syracuse, New York. Welcome back to Take Care, Joan. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
What exactly is protein?
Well, protein is something we have in our body. It's something that we get from food, but it's part of every cell, organ, tissue, part of our muscles in our body. We need it whether you're a vegetarian or you're a carnivore. We need it. It's the building blocks of our body, if you will, protein.
What happens if you don't get enough protein?
Well, you're tired. You don't have muscle strength. Think about sometimes lying in bed and how tired you are. You're not using your muscles. You don't have much of an appetite. If you're not getting your protein, you just don't feel so good. Your body doesn't function as well.
Do we mostly get iron in the form of protein?
We can, but, you know, there are other ways to get iron. But the best sources are from when we say protein. It would really need to be like red meat or anything from an animal has the best source of iron, and it's just connected to the protein source.
So we're talking today about protein on the go. It's just so convenient to grab a bag of pretzels, crackers, a bagel with butter. Easy to eat. It's quick. It's not messy. What's harder, I find, outside of a baggie of nuts, is how to get protein throughout the day, like a snack. I'm not talking about a meal, but a snack that's easy and convenient to transport. What do you recommend?
There are several things, but also, with protein, because it breaks down slower in our body, it tends to stay with us more. So my rule of thumb is to always combine two food groups. So protein is great. I like that as a source. But also maybe have it with some carbohydrate or some fat. If you're just having protein alone, I think that can leave something a little amiss. So peanut butter is always a good thing. That's shelf-stable. So peanut butter and some crackers. If you have that shelf-stable milk, that has protein and carbohydrate already in it. So that's an easy thing that doesn't need any refrigeration. Hummus and crackers, just a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, a half of that. You could have a quarter of a cup of low-fat cottage cheese and put some berries on it. So you hear everything that I'm saying has at least two food groups so that you're slowing down the digestion, getting the benefit of the protein that will make you feel fuller longer, too.
I grew up with a mother who would literally boil hard-boiled eggs, and we would take them in the car with us. Is that a good source? I mean, I know eggs are a little tricky to keep sometimes, but...
Right, absolutely, eggs, but, you know, add some crackers to it or even some fruit. Another thing that's really shelf-stable is the jerky meats, like beef jerky, turkey jerky. There's all sorts of meats out there that now they've done that with. And I want to mention that there's something new on the market, and I'm not sure everybody's ready to hear this. We've all heard of protein bars, and they can be great, but they also can be high in calories, fat, and sugar. But the new thing on the market, the new wave, is using insects, and cricket flour is now a big item, especially making into protein bars. And we all want to say yuck, but in some cultures, they use insects.
So you're saying that they grind up crickets. I'm assuming these are farmed crickets.
They are farmed, like a little ranch that you could imagine them living in. Yes.
And so they're ground up and they're put into protein bars. What kinds of protein levels are we talking about?
Well, think about a 200-calorie portion of whether it's meat or, say, one of these cricket bars. It'd be 31 grams of protein in the cricket bar versus 22 for beef. So it can be substantially more. By weight, it's 69% more protein in the cricket bars.
That is astronomical. Mm-hmm. I know that there's that little kind of cultural hesitation about eating crickets and cricket flour.
Gee, but... what makes you say that?
Yeah, but you know, cricket flour, I haven't tried them, but I've read a lot about that. There really is very little taste. And with the energy bars, like with everything else, there's honeys, there's nuts added to them. And don't be surprised, we may be seeing them on our shelves soon.
It's so counterintuitive because how big is a cricket? It, you know, you could see why a cow and eating steak and hamburger mm-hmm. would, you know, be a good protein snack. But I wonder how they came upon discovering that crickets were high in protein.
Native cultures, you know? I mean, I have to say, as the world's resources are depleted, you know, that's the prospect that, although we may be a little bit squeamish about it now, who knows? Maybe our grandchildren will be enjoying cricket bars and taking them to school. And
just be open to new tastes.
All right, just one quick thing. If we are shooting to take protein with us, and we're thinking, okay, you know, we're going to need to eat that in the middle of the day when we kind of lag. What kind of quantities of protein should we be shooting for?
Just a small amount. You don't want to have more than 150 to 200 calories in the whole snack, because snacks can add up. And as beneficial as it is to have the protein, you don't want weight or other problems to come into the picture. So it can be like 2 tablespoons of peanut butter, 1/4 cup of cottage cheese, 1 egg, a handful of nuts.
I know a lot of vegetarians who have trouble getting protein, you know, in their diet in general. So they use a lot of those protein drinks like whey protein as supplements. And some of those can travel well. Are those as good nutritionally? I mean, when they tell you it has 25 grams of protein, do you believe that? Is that really true?
I do. But for the protein drinks, unless you're really building muscle, you're working out in the gym and going to that extreme, those are the people that might need the extra protein that way. Our beans have so much protein. There are a lot of vegetarian options now, veggie burgers, things like that, that are good options for the average person.
Okay, let's say you only have half the drink. Is that a good way to just make sure you're getting protein, or is there a downside?
No, there's not necessarily a downside, but again, the whole food is always a better way to get things. You get just more nutrients, and you get the advantage of chewing and tasting foods, too. That gives you a little more satiety in itself.
Joan Rogas is a registered dietitian in Central New York. She's been a member of the American Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics for over 25 years. Joan also maintains a private practice in Syracuse. Thank you, Joan.
Thank you.